590 WKZO News times 407. No, I'm not Jeremy. If you're just tuning in, surprise, surprise, surprise. Jeremy's on vacation this week. Jim McKinney's sitting in for him and getting a lot of help from Michael Loudon across the way here, who's keeping me on a straight and narrow and not doing a very good job of it.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to drag him down the path. That's all there is to it. We have, count them, 8 things to give away this hour. 8 things. So we're going to do, I think we're going to split them in half, Michael, and 4 of them we'll give away on the air, and the other 4 we'll give away via text.
Okay.
Okay, so be listening for your chance to win something via text as well. 85 degrees right now in Kalamazoo. Really quickly, I wanted to mention that the Tigers are off tonight. They will play tomorrow as the Dodgers come to town. Did you ever find out if Kershaw's going to pitch?
No Kershaw.
No Kershaw.
But
maybe that's good.
But the matchup on Wednesday will be Zach Greinke versus Max Scherzer.
Oh, there you go.
That should be a dandy.
Yeah, that could be good.
Yes.
Woohoo. All right. We can do that. Well, let's give something away, but we're going to what are we going to do? We're going to do a, what, Michael, what do you call those things again?
Dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia.
Thank you so much. Yeah, something like that. Why you ask? Well, because this is a $100 gift certificate to a local family-owned furniture store. They call themselves Vandenberg Furniture. They're just on U.S. Highway 131, just north of Schoolcraft. It is a great store to go in. It's like a toy store for adults. Just go in and go, I want everything. Seriously.
Pack it all up, put
just
it in my car.
Pack it all in a truck and to my house. Well, you may not be able to do that completely, but with a $100 gift certificate, I think you probably would be able to do that. But because it's a $100 gift certificate, we got to make you work for it a little. Okay? So you have a question, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Fire away.
Okay. Who was the goalkeeper for the United States at the FIFA World Cup this year?
Ooh, there you go. Hey! All right, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. If you can name, he set a record too, by the way.
Yes, he did.
He did. So, phones are ringing off the hook, dude. So, all right, and this is for a $100 gift certificate to Vandenberg Furniture in just north of Schoolcraft. Wonderful people down there. When you go down, say hi to my friend Lynette. She works there. And there's a lot of wonderful people that work in that store. It's local. It's family-owned. It's been around since 1937, and they provide the top-quality furniture, both traditional and contemporary. So a wide variety. They'll help you do your thing as far as helping you design, helping you develop. If you have an existing type of situation and you want a little assistance on how it can be, you know, you can accentuate it, they'll do that too. So let's do something beautiful. Give you a gift certificate so you can go down to our friends at Vandenberg Furniture. So we'll get an answer to our question, which, of course, is who is the U.S. goalkeeper in the World Cup, FIFA World Cup this year? Set a record, too. He did. He was a great goalkeeper. Michael's looking for something right now. So while he's looking a little, let's talk a little bit about this article that was in the Detroit Free Press. It was like an 8-day series for the Free Press that had to do with charter schools. The State of Charter Schools was the name of the article series. And basically, it basically said that academic performance is mixed, that charter schools are not faring any better than traditional schools in educating, you know, those who are lower income or in poverty or whatnot. They're spending a lot of taxpayer money, at least $1 million or $1 billion, with a B, but they're not necessarily doing the job. And what's happened is the head of the National Association of Charter School Authorizers has come out and said Michigan does a great job of determining the quality of the charter, but what they're not doing is a good job of accountability, both for the schools and the authorizers. We got a winner?
Yes, we got a winner.
Who is our winner?
Our winner was Matt from Kalamazoo.
And please name the goaltender.
Tim Howard.
There you go. And he set a record, a World Cup record, with 16 saves in the loss against Belgium.
I think he could save the world.
I'm hip. I wasn't as upset, I guess, losing to Belgium. I mean, they really took it to us, and we did the best we could.
Yeah, we definitely did.
You know? So, But all right, congratulations to Matt. All right, we've got another prize to give away in just a little bit, and I will tell you what it is. It's a professional take-home home teeth whitening kind of kit thing or whatever from Dr. Susan Dennis in Portage, and it's worth $300. So we're going to ask another one of Michael's
dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia
questions.
Thank
you so much. Yes, indeed. All right, so let's talk about this a little bit. Okay, now, and I'm going to tell you, as I've mentioned before, in a previous radio life on this radio station, I taught for a charter school for several months, okay? My charter school was outstanding at the lower elementary level, kindergarten, first, second, you know, third. Those kids, unbelievable progress they made. We get kids in kindergarten who barely knew what their name was. And by the time they were done, they could do their colors, they could do numbers, they could read, they could do their alphabet. They were awesome. I mean, the program was incredible. Not so much for the older grades, which is what I taught. I was a seventh grade homeroom teacher, and then I taught science and reading. And it was tough. It was really tough. They could have thought the curriculum out a little better. Mm-hmm. When we were trying to teach the MEEP test, it was almost impossible to get these kids into test mode, you know. What they basically were doing was taking low-income minority students and forcing them to wear uniforms, giving them the same amount of food that they gave the little kids, and putting like 27 or 28 of them in a classroom and expecting them to work. I had a science class, I kid you not, that had 52 kids in it.
Oh, wow, that
you know?
Is a lot.
How am I supposed to teach? You know, it's just crazy.
It's too many.
Well, they I don't know if they didn't think it through or what. It no longer exists, by the way. It was like trial under fire, and there were some incredible educators in that building. Seriously, good teachers. And what would happen was the premise of that charter school, that particular one, was that they would have one teacher at each level, each kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, or middle school in our case. One teacher that was a certified teacher. The other teachers may not be, but they have a college degree. And they were kind of in as maybe teacher's aides or something, but they were some of the best teachers I'd ever seen. In fact, one of the gentlemen that I worked with in the middle school, I'd stack him up against any middle school teacher that I've ever seen. He was awesome, but he was not an education major. He was something else.
Oh,
I think
wow.
He was a business major, but he decided he wanted to teach, and he did a great job. So, in any event, the universities, community colleges, school districts, Indian tribes, whoever it is that oversees these schools, need to do a better job of holding the charters responsible. That's what this series is saying. This gentleman, Greg Richmond, who is the president and CEO of the Charter Authorizer Association, says that Michigan is great about giving the opportunity. What they have to do better is accountability. Duh. You think? The reason that charter schools were allowed into the process was that they were basically saying, these for-profit organizations were saying, we can do a better job of educating your children than the public school or private schools can, and we can prove it. They ain't doing it. Not happening. Now, Richmond didn't just blow smoke, Michael. Here's the thing. He made some recommendations along with his comment, okay? One of them, authorizers need to follow professional standards like put forth by his group, okay? They have to be mandated. Authorizers have to or they lose their charters. That's all there is to it. You set an academic standard, and when the charter school falls below that, it's automatically closed no matter what. And it's the state that does this, not the authorizer. It's the state that does this. So I'm going to take a school, for example, Grand Valley State University. They have several charter schools. So does Central. So does Eastern, I think. Western does not, by the way.
Oh.
Western has not authorized one single solitary charter school. I think they're diametrically opposed to it. Plus, would you like to do it in the backyard of the promise?
Probably not.
That's why there's not
a
lot of charter schools running around loose in this area. require authorizers to disclose how their schools are doing academically and financially each year, along with how they're spending the money that they get from the state. Transparency. Big. And they're not doing this now. That's the thing. They're not doing this now. They could, but they're not. Include provisions, strong, for shutting authorizers down that aren't performing up. So not only would the state shut down the school, but say a university or an organization, community college or whatever, isn't performing up to standards or has several below standard charter schools, they just cancel all the charters, period. So you not only would the charter school itself be held accountable, but the authorizer would too. These are common sense. I mean, they're all common sense. You wonder, well, why weren't these in place when we first started this? I don't know.
They ran out of common sense back then.
Something happened, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of... I had some issues when I was teaching after I got all done and got out because of my health. About taking low-income students, minority students, putting them in a uniform and then not holding them accountable for the uniform. Because the thing that the basic standard was, look, if you didn't come to school in that uniform, you were to be sent home. Oh, really? What good does that do?
Doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do any good.
No.
No, because the parents aren't home and the kid can run around loose.
And they can get into trouble
that
way.
And they can get into trouble that way. Thank you. I had one student who was dismissed from all four middle schools in Kalamazoo, and that included Vine Alternative. So what was the remedy? Let's take him to the charter school and slap him in a uniform. He punched one of my walls the first day he was there.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that didn't work well.
No. Not really. I learned a lot. I really did as a teacher. I did. But I've got to tell you that there were things that I see now that were dooming that school, flat out. Just there are things that they didn't do right from the get-go. And then the company that opened it up was not the company that owned it when they were closed. The company, there was a company that bought it, I believe, the year that I started. And it's the same company that was up in Muskegon Heights to begin with, Mosaica. And it was funny. One of the things, and this is something the charter schools can do that other school districts that you really don't do. The charter school would send an evaluation, this lady whose name shall remain nameless. And she was the evaluator. She would come in. She didn't like what you were doing. She would walk to the front, take over your classroom, make you sit down. As a teacher, in front of your class, make you sit down. She'd take over. And then as soon as she got done, she'd turn and she said, that's the way it needs to be done, and walk out. Now, this happened to me once, and my kids, the reaction wasn't, okay, so that's the way we're going to do things. How could you let her do that? It's your classroom. Seriously. So there are a lot of ins and outs about charter schools that probably, but this is all common sense stuff, and it's all stuff that if we're going to utilize the concept of a charter school, charter schools have to be held accountable, or as I'd like to put it, have to have their feet to the fire. And you have to make sure that they're doing what they're doing, because if they're not, they're not any better than the school that you're trying to take students away from. In other words, if there's a low-performing elementary school in a public school district, you got a charter school down the road, they got to do better. They have to do better. And in order to do better, the state of Michigan has to hold the charter school, the company that owns it, and the authorizer accountable.
Again, this is
common sense.
Yeah.
But... you know, sometimes common sense doesn't always mix.
No. And we forget about it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, all right, your chance to win, win, win coming up next. Michael's got another question in the bullpen. And we're going to do some texting winning, too. That and much more. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show, Monday. Jim McKinney, Michael Loudon with you, 590 WKZO. 590 WKZL, the Jeremy Lawrence Show, brought to you in part by Bronson Methodist Hospital. I was born there. That was cool. Named one of America's 100 best hospitals for spine surgery by HealthGrades. Learn more at bronsonhealth.com. I was born at Bronson Methodist. The old one. The old one.
I was born at the other hospital.
Oh, Borges?
Yep, Borges.
That's cool. I know a lot of people that were. So, all right, Michael.
All right.
I have to ask you a question.
Yes.
You're going to repel mosquitoes? What do you use?
Mosquito repellent?
Okay, thank you. Hang on. Yeah. Thank you. Michael will be here all week. Try the veal. Okay. So, do you use anything natural, though?
No, not really. Really? Just the regular old off.
Okay. When I was in the Army, we used to have like 90% DEET. It was really heavy duty.
Yes.
You know, seriously. Because I was in Georgia, and like mosquitoes there, you know, they're about the size of a helicopter. And so this is, I always thought this was interesting because we were going out to the field to simulate war. But they would go out ahead of time and like fog the whole area to keep mosquitoes down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what we did, just those of you who are in the military, you remember these things. The protective mask that we used to have, we would put those on because they had a hood too. And the mosquitoes would never get in. Now, in 90-degree weather, it's not exactly the most conducive thing in the world, but it does keep the mosquitoes away.
Yeah, then that's a good thing.
Yeah,
I've played at golf courses around the area where there have been plenty of mosquitoes out there.
Oh, yeah. There's one in particular, and I'm not going to mention it because it's not their fault, but there's one hole we call a mosquito alley. So, yeah. It's good stuff. Good. Okay, well, let's see. Here's some natural ones, okay? In case you're wondering. Catnip. Mosquitoes run in terror, apparently. So maybe you should, you know, rub it on yourself, and then, of course, cats will come flying at you.
Oh, yeah.
All over the place. The old standby citronella. I've always, you know, just pure essence of oil of citronella. Okay? It's not as good as catnip, but I guess it's pretty good. Garlic. Eat lots of fresh garlic. Mosquitoes can't stand the stuff, and so can, like, a lot of your friends.
And vampires will stay away, too,
so you're safe there. Lavender. Best diluted, I guess, with coconut oil. Coconut and lavender. I wonder if they make that in Febreze. You could just spray it all over yourself. Neem or neem seed oil. Neem is a plant that grows in India. I don't know if we could get that. Maybe you'd have to go to, you know, I wonder, there's that store in Westridge. The spice store that's next to Hoffman's Party Store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wonder if they have neem. We should go in there
because it's a spice. And check it out.
You know what? I live over by there. I'll go check. Or I wonder if you could get it down in natural health foods.
Oh, that's
true. You know, neem or Sol's or someplace. Okay, organic soy oil. It's easy to find. I imagine you can find that down at Natural Health Center.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good. Lotus. Lotus is an effective mosquito repellent and also helps kill the larvae. Okay. And black pepper. Do you just rub it on yourself?
just dash it on yourself.
So anyway, those are some natural, healthy ways to get rid of mosquitoes. Or as Michael said, you could like douse yourself and off, which works. Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Not all the time.
Not all the time, no. The one standby that I've heard that works, and I've used it, and it does work, is Avon Skin So Soft. But it's a specific kind. I think it's the original, because they've come out with all sorts of different ones. But I think it's the original one. And I've used that on a golf course before. And it smells nice. You know, doesn't smell like off. So I remember they used to make mosquito coils. They made this little thing with a little fan in it.
Oh, yeah.
It was supposed to keep mosquitoes away. What else? I even had a friend who used a dog collar, the flea collar, and said he swore up and down that it would keep mosquitoes away.
And that worked?
Apparently. But didn't the chemical, like, burn your neck or something?
Probably.
And he said no, but I think he wrapped it in something.
Oh, it didn't. Okay.
So the back, whatever it touched his skin, it didn't touch his skin. But he said it worked like a charm. I'm like, yeah, it's what I want to do. It's a piece of jewelry. Run around with a flea collar around my neck. You'd have to do two because our necks are just a little bigger than a dog.
Yeah, quite a bit.
You think?
Unless you have a big dog.
Mm-mm.
No?
No dogs. They're not allowed in my apartment building.
Okay.
So.
Another way to keep the mosquitoes away is not go out too late at night.
Yeah, that's true. Dusk is not a good time. They love dusk. And early in the morning.
Yes, and
now,
really
you know, one thing you could do is go get yourself a bat. Not a baseball, but a, you know, we were talking about garlic, you know, earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Get a bat, because bats love mosquitoes. Absolutely love them. So get a bat house and put it on the back of your garage or something, and it'll attract bats. Bats are good. They love mosquitoes. So, all right, you want to get some away?
Sure.
All right, so we have two more gift certificates for My Art on Canvas. But we're going to do it via the texting route. So the first two texts that we get in, that say Art, A-R-T, but please give us your name too, your first and last name. So the first two texts to 80373 that say Art, okay? And if you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, this is an opportunity for you to win something. If you have won something, then share with the rest of them. But the first two that say Art and got one, just waiting for the other one, you'll win. From 590 WKCO, and you'll win a wonderful $35 gift certificate from our friends, My Art on Canvas. Yes, indeed. Got our winners. All right, boom, boom. We've got other things to give away. We still have that $300 take-home teeth whitening kit. It's a professional from Dr. Susan Dennis, and we're going to have one of Michael's
dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia questions.
Thank you for that. And we also have a gift certificate from Romance Gardens for Script Pro. That's a restaurant.com card. And for a one-hour massage, which is, I've been trying to get this myself, but I can't do it. It's too bad, too. A one-hour massage from our friends at Unwindings Wellness Center. And then an individual one-year membership at the West Michigan Glass Arts Center. Would that not be cool?
That would be really cool.
Oh, man, you can go and do all sorts of cool things. So, all right, our two winners, we will notify you here shortly. CBS News next, local news, and then we'll be back with more of the Jeremy Lawrence Show on this Monday. It's Michael Loudon. It's Jim McKinney sitting in for Jeremy, who's on vacation this week. 86 in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZL. Well, normally he would, but he's on vacation.
That's true.
You know? So that means we're holding forth here. All right, congratulations to Pam and Danielle. They pick up the gift certificates to My Art on Canvas. I think it's time we drag out another question here, big boy.
I believe it is.
Then we're going to talk about something really troubling that happened over the weekend in New York. There's a big surprise. with a newspaper that ran a headline that was a little offensive. Even to those who like Blazing Saddles, this would have been offensive. That give you an idea what the word is. So, by the way, it's 85 in Kalamazoo, 85 over in Comstock on this Monday afternoon. Jim McKinney and Michael Loudon holding forth on the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Okay, so this is a professional take-home teeth whitening kit that you get from Dr. Susan Dennis, who is the premier cosmetic dentist in the area, and is an awesome dentist, period, and a nice person. She's over in the Woodbridge Hills area. She's been doing this for a while. She knows her stuff, I'm telling you. If you're looking for a dentist, you really want to talk to Susan Dennis, because I'll tell you what, they will take very, very, very good care of you, from teeth cleaning to cosmetic dentistry to, dentistry to regular dentistry and whatnot. They're the best. This is a $300 value, by the way. Which means we have to drag out one of Michael's
dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia questions.
So, there you go. All right, so 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Those are the numbers. Michael, what is the question this time?
The question is, what team won the 2013 NCAA Division I Men's Hockey Championship? And think Ivy League schools.
Western didn't do...
No, it wasn't Western.
Okay. I'm bummed. That's all right. Andy Murray's got a great crew, man. This is going to be a good year coming up. It was a tough year in the NCHC. But you know what? They held their own.
Yes.
Did their best.
We did pretty well.
We did indeed. So we're looking forward to it. Not too soon, though, because, hockey is a winter sport. And we're not even through summer yet, man.
Yeah, we don't want to,
no.
Get there
all right,
too fast.
So 382-4280, 877-382-4280. The question, once again, my friend.
The question is, what team won the 2013 NCAA Division I Men's Hockey Championship? And my hint was, think Ivy League schools.
All right. To the phone, Michael will go. He'll get a winner. And you'll be a winner of a professional take-home teeth whitening kit from Dr. Susan Dennis in Portage. So congratulations to, and we'll find out if we get a winner here relatively soon. All right, this weekend, this happened there was an op-ed piece. It was in the Westview News. It's a monthly paper in New York's West Village. They have a circulation of around 20,000. op-ed piece from an author, James Lincoln Collier, that was entitled, I'm using quotes, The N-Word in the White House. Okay? N-Word in the White House. And the thing was, this was actually a pro-President Obama piece. apparently, Collier argued that far-right voters disliked the president because of his race. And then there was a photo of the article headline with the offending blurred out. And that's what the New York Post ran. But you can tell the word. The Westview News ran an opposing view column below this piece by Alvin Hall, who is an African-American columnist, saying, and the headline there was, "This headline offends me." You think? So we have a winner?
Yes, we do.
All right. Who's our winner there?
Our winner is Debbie from Decatur.
All right. Congratulations, Debbie. Way to go. That is a really cool prize.
That is a really cool prize.
Really cool prize. So anyway, we're just discussing this article that was in the Westview News, about 20% or 20,000 people circulating, that said the N-word in the White House. And this was a pro-president piece. This person was claiming that the reason that far-right voters don't like the president is because of his race. The primary, they don't like his policies. They think he's a socialist. Let me think. What are some of the other things? He's breaking the law. He should be thrown in jail. Let me see some of the other things. None of those all pale in comparison to the fact that they far right voters just don't like him because he's black. That's the main reason. I don't think so. The person who wrote the opposing one below it basically stipulated that the use of this word doesn't benefit anyone. It deeply offended him, and he's trying to figure out why the decision was made. This is not the first time that Collier, by the way, he's 86 years old, has brought about controversy because he used the N-word in published form. So you might wonder, well, why did the newspaper decide to run the headline? The Westview News editor, who is George Capsis, said Collier convinced him to use it over objections from the editorial staff. The Times avoids it, the Post avoids it, and whatnot, and they haven't run a copy on its website. This word is a universally hated word. Okay, this is not a word that you go throwing around. I don't know if you can hide behind the cloak of free speech. I don't think so. There are certain words that just are incredibly offensive, this being one of them. And it's funny that it was used in an op-ed piece in favor of the president, pointing the finger at far-right voters, saying that they're all racists. So I have to ask Chris, and nice talking to you again there, bud.
I was shocked when I heard your voice. I thought for sure you were dead by now.
No,
there goes all my wishing.
I have to live on, Chris, so that you guys, you got something to kvetch about.
Yeah.
Does this offend you as much as it does me?
Well, the far right racist, no. Yeah, it does, of course. I think it's funny that, it's always the left that blames other people. They want to put a word in my mouth, and that's not the word I would use.
I wouldn't think so.
there's so many other reasons to not like the president or to like the president, mm-hmm. and I guess, am I to infer that I don't like him because he's half black or because he's half white? I guess I could not like him because he's half white. Would I be a racist then, too?
I'm guessing. I don't think race knows any color.
Yeah, well.
I mean, racism doesn't. So, yeah, you'd be 100% right. And I agree with you. I agree with you completely. The conservative population in our country has found enough reason to not like this president without breaking race into it.
Well, and it's, why do something so incendiary? I mean, is it to bring... is it to bring your ratings up, or is it to appear a fool? I don't get it. You don't see, the leaders on the right aren't running around, saying, this guy's a bad guy because he's, half black or because he appears black. The only reason we ever say that we don't like him or that he's a bad president is because of policy. And we can have disagreements on policy. When a majority of the black people in New Orleans blamed George W. Bush for the outcome of Katrina, was it because he was black or was it because he's white or was it because of his policies? I would say that the majority of the population of New Orleans is black and that they didn't like him because of the outcome of his policies, because he was white.
You know what cracks me up, Chris, is that, you know, every time you think that we might be past this type of thing, something like this happens and it brings us right back again. And it's like, here we go.
Well, I think we should, and more people should do it. You know, if it were a white columnist or if it were a conservative columnist that did this, he would be sacked immediately.
Yeah.
You know, if it was somebody white writing for the New York Times that was a conservative, he would be sacked immediately. Instead, we have a retort from a rightfully offended black columnist, and not much else. I mean, I haven't heard anything about this.
Well, that's because a lot of newspapers aren't printing it or they're ignoring it.
Yeah, well, they're ignoring it, and because this is a guy that's obviously on their side, supporting the president, and he's trying to cast this race issue on somebody who hasn't said anything about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, if it were a white conservative columnist, he'd have been fired a millisecond after it went to print, and we probably would have him, you know, excommunicated and deported. You know?
And anything else we could do, right?
Yeah.
So, well, I'm sorry to bring you the news that I'm still alive, but you know, you can't
There's
have everything.
There's always next year.
Yeah. It's nice talking to you again, bud.
Yeah, see ya.
Take care. All right. No, he's, you know, and I agree with Chris 100%. No, he's you're right. If a right-wing conservative, that's kind of a double thing. If a conservative person, whether he be black or white, had used that, oh, they would have gotten sacked in a heartbeat.
Oh, immediately,
you know?
Yes.
So, you know, it does port out the double standard, but really. Well, and he said the reason why you do it is because the Times wouldn't do it, and that's why we should. Is that really a good journalistic reason to do it?
No, not
so,
really.
He's probably getting his 15 minutes of fame through us and a few other people, and that's it. So, yeah, that's okay, though. So, appreciate the phone call, Chris. So that's nice. And no, I plan to live a very long time so I can harass you and torment you, so. My friend, and so
he'll like that.
But it was nice talking with him. I miss him. I miss Chris. All right, so here we go. We're going to give away. This is really cool. This is a $50 gift certificate or a gift card from restaurant.com from our friends at Script Pro in the Kalamazoo area. They are another local business. It's really, really cool. Script Pro is giving away a $50 restaurant.com card. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take the first person, and please listen to the instructions. Because when you don't win, okay? The first person, the first text we get with the word grub, G-R-U-B, grub, and your name to 80373, you will be the winner of a $50 restaurant.com gift card. How about them apples? Like that? Grub. All right. Got a winner. Boom. And they follow directions, too. I may give away something bonus this time. We'll see. Never know. Jeremy Lawrence Show, getting ready to wrap up things. We'll head into our last segment here. Michael Loud and Jim McKinney sitting in this all this week, having fun whether you like it or not. 85 degrees now in Kalamazoo.
Away from the radio and you need the score? Text SCORES at 80373. Just another service of WKZO.
Bad news for agriculture. No immigration reform this year. An AFPF spokesman looks at what's next. And the deadline approaches for entering the National Corn Yield Contest. I'm Rick Shields. Details ahead next hour. And for agribusiness anytime, go to MichiganAgNow.com.
I love Van Halen.
They're a great group.
They are.
I have some of their songs in my iPod.
Do you really?
Yeah. And this is one of them.
This is one of them?
Yes.
Yes. This one in Panama. And Dance the Night Away. All right, so I'm building a list here.
I like playing this when I'm doing a public address announcing a hockey game.
Yes.
It gets the crowd going.
Yeah, you know, it is one of the, and it's universal, you know. So like, and the fact that it's like 30 years old, makes it an oldie.
It's hard to imagine.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, congratulations to Chris. Chris picks up the gift card from restaurant.com from our friends at Script Pro. But we still have more prizes to give away, and I think we should do it right now. So we have two prizes to give away. Three prizes. Whew. And we got how many minutes? 10?
Oh, man.
All right, so let's do two of them via the phone, okay? And we'll do one via text.
Sounds good.
Okay, you want to do that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so the first one we're going to give away is an individual membership for 1 year at the West Michigan Glass Arts Center. Okay? An individual membership for 1 year at the West Michigan Glass Arts Center, which I believe is located in a Sanawax building on Kalamazoo Avenue. There's that building that has all those really cool things in it. You know, the artisans and whatnot. It's
really awesome.
Anyway, so you know what? Let's do fastest. Caller one. Caller one, 382-4280. You're the first caller. You're going to win a 1 year membership, individual membership, at the West Michigan Glass Arts Center in Kalamazoo, one of our wonderful, wonderful local businesses. Indeed. So congratulations to our winner there. And let's see, we got two others to give away here. Tigers, by the way, will play tomorrow. They play the Dodgers. Tigers, by the way, are also in the market for a closer. I mentioned that earlier. They're looking actually at a lot of different teams. One of them, the San Diego Padres, and there is a chance that Joaquin Benoit could be making his way back to Detroit. They're thinking that could be one of the guys that that could come here. So hey. You know, it's possible. It's extremely possible. We'll have to wait and see. You know, Joe Nathan's running out of steam. That's what they're saying. He's got his arm is just tired, and that he's not going to be anywhere near the pitcher that they thought he was going to be, and so they might put him in a situation like Jabba, who, by the way. A lot of people were bemoaning the fact that the Tigers got Jabba Chamberlain. He's the best pitcher we have in the bullpen.
Yes, and
by far.
You know, I was one of them that was pretty upset that we picked him up because I haven't really liked him because, you know, with the Yankees and stuff. But you know what? He's grown on me. I like him now.
Okay.
And I like his, you know, beard. Reminds me of a teddy bear.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. And he's doing quite well. He really is. Anybody but Phil.
Oh, yes.
You see Phil Koch come out of the bullpen. It's like, oh, no. And it was almost like, you know, Valverde came out. You're like, okay, how long is it going to be before he just blows up?
Yeah. Are we really throwing in the towel, waving the white flag?
Please. All right. So you know what? I think what we're going to do, because we're running out of time, and there's a couple of things, one thing I really want to talk about before we leave. We got all these people who have texted in Grub because they wanted food. Mm-hmm. I'm going to choose two. And we're going to give one the gift certificate to the Romance Gardens, the fine folks at Romance Gardens on Shaver Road at Portage. The other one is going to get the one-hour massage from Unwinding's Wellness Center. Ooh.
Mm.
That sounds good. So we're going to go eeny, meeny, miny. I've got about five or six that I can choose. So we'll choose randomly, and we will send out a text and let you know that you've won something. Thanks to everybody who texted in and called in Independence Week. To buy local, but buy local all the time because it's an amazing thing. And we really, you know, you just, it's important that we do that. It really is.
And the money stays right here in the community.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. You know, 70% of the money that you, that you spend stays here as opposed to going to the big box store. So, yes. All right. Today... I don't know if you can still go in to your clerk's office and register or not, but today was the last day to register for the primary election, which is coming up in August. We have a few contested elections around here. The 60th State House Democratic race, there's three in that race. the 61st State House race in Portage, in the Portage, Texas Corners area. There is a Republican primary. I'm trying to think. None of our major, there's so many state house and Senate races around the area. I'm not sure that, there's about two or three races in this area, but anyway, you need to register. If you hadn't registered, then you're not able to vote, and you're going to have to wait until after the primary. But this is going to be an interesting election because this is the year that Kalamazoo County has its very own Senate district. Seriously,
that'll be interesting. Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be redoing of the boundaries. Kalamazoo County is inclusive as far as the Senate district, which means that Tanya Shoemaker, who is currently our state senator. It's not going to be our state senator anymore. She's going to be doing Van Buren County, Elgin County, part of Kent County. It's going to be interesting. We're going to have a what do you call it? Somebody's calling me out. Okay. All right. No, I can't do that. I already said I was going to. But I will tell you, the texter who texted in and called me out, we got movie passes tomorrow. We have movie passes.
So, yes, ready.
We'll do all of those call-in, okay? All of those will be call-in. So hopefully that will placate the person for what it's worth anyway. Just really quickly, Kalamazoo City Commission meeting tonight. This is something that I did want to mention, and hopefully we'll have somebody on tomorrow, possibly from the commission or from the city manager's office, to talk a little bit about this. One of the things on the agenda tonight is to talk about possibly having a city charter provision put in front of the voters that would change the way the elections. Now, right now, it's every 2 years. All the city commissioners are elected the same way. The top vote getter is the mayor, and then the second vote getter is the vice mayor, and then they go from there. What they want to do is they want to change it to every 4 years, and they stagger them in a four-year cycle. So half the commissioners would be elected in 2 years, and then the next 2 years after that, then they would have more. You know, mm-hmm. So they're staggered, yeah, that kind of thing. And the mayor, I think they would be extending the city commission terms to 4 years, and they would stagger the election.
Okay.
Then what would happen in the mayor's election is it would be every 2 years, and they would be elected separately. So that's the way it's done in Portage right now. Like Mayor Strazdas, he was elected in a separate election. So in this case, if it were passed, Bobby Hopewell, who is the mayor of Kalamazoo, normally he runs for city commission, and he's gotten the top votes the last, I think three times out. If he were to be wanted to be elected mayor, if they approve it with the city commission, and then it goes to the voters, and the voters approve it, then if he wanted to be mayor again, he'd have to run for mayor, specifically. And that election is every 2 years, so the mayor gets elected every 2 years. So anyway, that is on the agenda for tonight in the Kalamazoo City Commission. It's an important thing. They have discussed this ad nauseum for years, ever since I was indirectly involved with the city commission through something else. It is something that a lot of people, they've also wanted to switch to like a ward, where, different districts like the county commission is, The city would be divided up into wards or districts, and that each district would have its own election for its city commissioner. That's not going to be part of it. They are going to maintain the overall, somebody wants to run for city commission, then they can. Not sure exactly how they would find the vice mayor, although in Portage, after everybody's elected, they elect the vice mayor, or in their case, the mayor pro tem. Okay? So that might be the case in Kalamazoo, too, if that happens, that the newly elected city commission would vote for the vice mayor, and that person would be vice mayor, as opposed to the second best vote getter. So anyway, important stuff at the Kalamazoo City Commission. If you're a city resident and you have something to say about it, you need to get down to City Hall. Meeting starts at 7 o'clock. So, that's something that you need to. And I wanted to. Yeah, we do. I wanted to make mention of that. So, all right. Thanks to everybody who called in and texted in and all that good stuff. We appreciate it very much. Michael and I will be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock, whether you like it or not, and have more fun, travel, and adventure. We got movie passes to give away tomorrow, and we'll talk more stuff. So have a great night. Michael Loud and Jim McKinney, Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO. Have a great night.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.